A chicken is what it eats, and my chickens eat better than people do.
That was Frank Perdue, a man best known for transforming his backyard egg business into one of the nation's largest food companies, Perdue Farms. He died yesterday at the age of 84. You may remember Perdue from the TV commercials he appeared in starting back in 1971.
If you want to eat as good as my chickens, you'll just have to eat my chickens.
Through the 1990s.
After all these years, my competitors are still waiting for us to get soft. I guess they think eventually I'll just retire. Then everyone around here can take it easy. Next thing you know, our chicken won't be as fresh. Maybe we'll stop feeding them so well, or inspecting them quite so carefully.
Dr. Nick Zimmerman is an associate professor of agriculture at the University of Maryland. He says the Frank Perdue we all saw on television reflected Frank Perdue, the businessman.
He's a very intelligent businessman. He was able to make Perdue grow when several other companies went by the wayside.
Perdue Farms thrived as he streamlined his business to remove all of the middlemen.
In a normal industry, the way the industry started out, there'd be a genetics company that sold fertile eggs to a hatchery, and he'd get paid for those eggs. And the hatchery man would hatch the chicks, and then he'd sell the chicks to the people who grow the chicks. Then the people who grow the chicks would buy feed from a feed mill. Then they would sell their grown chickens to a processing plant. And each way along that step, you know, everybody had to take a little bit of profit. And he essentially eliminated all those middle steps of profit-taking so that it pretty much all came to him.
His tough business tactics brought success and criticism. In 1986, Perdue admitted to a presidential commission that he had sought help from the mob to stop efforts by his workers to unionize. He later said he regretted that. Zimmerman says Perdue was a hands-on manager who made sure his company was on the cutting edge of technology.
He was very, very interested in doing research and improving the way his chickens grew and the genetics, knew how to market his products, and that was really important for him to be able to sell his products and to grow.
Nick Zimmerman, associate professor of animal and avian sciences at the University of Maryland, talking about chicken tycoon Frank Perdue. Perdue died yesterday after a brief illness. He was 84.